The last time Tig Notaro was in Bloomington, she recorded her album Good One at the Russian Recording Studios. Released on August 2nd on the indie music label Secretly Canadian, it debuted at number 4 on the iTunes comedy charts. She will be back in Bloomington to perform a 3-day run at the Comedy Attic starting this Thursday, August 11th. I spoke with her on the phone recently to find out what it's like being a comedian among musicians. So here's the bit. She likes her name, however unusual it may be. A lot of other people change their name or give their name away to things, like, she says, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Or Jenny Craig. That's somebody's name. My name is Tig Notaro, and I know I wouldn't want to be driving down the road one day and see a billboard that said, I did Tig Notaro for 3 weeks and lost 50 pounds. Or maybe I would.
A 14-year veteran of the stand-up scene, Notaro hadn't entertained the notion of recording an album until Secretly Canadian came calling. The music label became familiar with her comedy in 2009, when she toured with Swedish musician and fellow Secretly Canadian artist Jens Lekman. So, when she then performed a few shows of her own in Bloomington, they offered her a record deal, making her the only comedian on the label.
I love being in that world because the comedy world kind of by default already knows who I am, but it pushes me into a whole new market with my relationship with the music world.
Do you find that when you perform at these indie music clubs that people are easy laughers, or do you have to work harder?
No, I feel like I can feel the excitement when I'm there. Like, it feels, it's definitely the gigs that I really look forward to, because when you're performing at an indie rock club and you're doing stand-up, the audience is there very specifically to see you. They didn't just wander in to your show. They came there to see a comedy show at a music venue. I don't know. I can feel the excitement more than most places.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the variety of venues that you perform in. In 2006 and 2007, you performed a number of house shows. Talk about the difference between performing comedy in a living room with like a dozen people as opposed to a club with 100 people or a TV special that's broadcast nationally.
Well, I love the intimate, awkward shows like at a house. To me, it's not too different from doing a club to doing an actual comedy club, especially if I get the feeling that the majority of the audience is familiar with me specifically and they're there for me. But definitely recording a late night set for television, that has a totally different feel in that, I don't know, there's kind of a distance between you and the audience and you're performing for the camera and it's just not as intimate.
You'll be performing at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington August 11th through the 13th. How should members of the Bloomington community prepare for your arrival?
Oh, clean your houses, take showers. I would like a parade. Go up to the show with helmets on. Yeah, wear a helmet.
What's going to happen if people actually do that?
You won't see me happier in my life.
Read the complete interview with Tig Notaro on our website, wfiu.org/arts. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.